Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Somehow, God is in me, and there's a sense in which I am like God and man all at once.
Many religions claim that we will all eventually be gods. The Bible says something so much better. It says, no, God will continue to be God. Man will continue to be man, but God will come upon man.
No way!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And away we go!
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here! Ooh, this is Wretched Radio. Hey, yay for me. My wooer is back. Ooh, I can at least kind of, sort of, no, you can't, Friel. This is Wretched Radio. What's on your mind? Text it. You know, just like we do with everything else. I've actually gotten to the point where my phone rings and I'm almost like, why are you calling? We don't call. That's just not what it's like I'm being assaulted or offended because somebody actually uses the device for what it was originally intended. You can use your device to text whatever is on your mind, 877-282-2337.
All right, you know we're going to start with a correction.
That's fine by me, Jimmy. You need these corrections.
I do. Actually, I think this is a hit on me too because I didn't notice it. This is from Mark, Terry, and about three other people. On Monday's episode, in the introduction, Todd said he visited Daytona Beach, California. Last time I checked, that was in Florida.
Well, see, this is why I'm the talk show host.
That's what he said. Because
people just... they don't know the things that I do. See, originally, you don't know this, but I do. I'm just telling you, there's a town somewhere in California. It was originally titled Daytona Beach, California. And that's where I wasn't when I went. Okay, fine. I get the two confused because, you know, politically, they're so the same. Did you watch the debate between Governor DeSantis and Newsom? It was... that's been about a year. Well, it was before the election, and it was held right here in Alpharetta, Georgia. Nobody would disclose the location. It was kind of secretive. I watched that debate. I'm telling you, and I don't use this phrase often. Okay, so I won't use the phrase, but let's just see if we both arrive at the same conclusion. When somebody has an exceptional skill, I mean they are superlative at something nefarious, specifically lying. Who is that good at lying? I don't think humans can be that good at deception, where they just are able to say the exact opposite of reality. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. Well, this is Wretched. No, this is the Dennis Prager Show. It's just that bald-faced. It's just that and done smoothly. Like you're the knucklehead. That's what I saw on display. And it wasn't from Governor DeSantis. And I thought, wow, how can somebody be that good at deception? John 8? Anybody? Sorry about the goof up on Daytona. Didn't mean to offend anybody in Daytona Beach.
Well, I missed it too.
I almost said it again. Daytona Beach, Florida. Wow. I guess I need to visit more often to get that straightened out. 877-282-2337 with questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. There's no need furthermore to send corrections.
And I'm not going to tear you down without building you back up, Todd. This is from Ricky. I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am for the teaching on Play the Man.
Oh, good.
I've listened to the entire teaching and will be listening to it again. It is by far the best teaching I have come across regarding lust.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is helping me so much.
You know, sin is an interesting subject that I think we would do well to just rethink through. Because, okay, let's just say you're a pastor and you're talking about sin, most likely your inclination is very similar to mine, and I'm sorry for that. You think of it in negative terms. And of course, sin is negative. I don't have that with me. I think the last 2 weeks at Alpha at a Bible Church, I shared a list of all of the descriptors of the Bible regarding sin. You know, that it deceives, it holds captive, it's just on, and it corrupts, it distorts, it deforms, all of the, it just bang, bang, bang. So it's really, 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 really bad. And we are right to talk about the deforming nature of sin. But simultaneously, to battle that sin, while I don't think that we should entirely throw out the concept that, hey, sin is bad and it grieves our God, obviously, because it does. But I think there's a positive to it that I don't hear expressed very often. Not sinning is so good for you. Not sinning is good for you. There's an upside to not sinning. Because if all we do is talk about the negative, then it's like, I'm going to just suppress this desire and I'm not going to act the way that I want to. So I'm not going to sin because that's a terrible thing to do. Okay, that is right. But there's more. When God tells us how to live, it is the best way. When he tells us how not to live, it is because that is not the best way. There is a better way. He wants good things for you. He wants bigger things, eternal things, transcendent things. He wants things that allow you to go, it's well with my soul. To do the things that distinguish you from other people, that cause others to look on you and go, you know what? That dude right there, that's a reliable fellow. I can go to him in my time of trouble. I can give an assignment to that gal because she just gets it done. He wants those things for us. So let's look at sin, I think, in both lights. Not one, not the other, but both lights. It's very, very bad. Not committing it is very, very good. I'm glad Play the Man was helpful for you. That's really what it talks about, that, but it also talks about the expulsive power of the new affection to have something greater to strive for than merely not sinning. It is the power that you need in order to exercise self-control. It's available for free. You can find it at fortisplus.org. Don't be deceived by the plus. Everything there is free. Everything. But Jimmy, I don't know if we mentioned this. Man, that warehouse got cleared out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Death Valley in there.
Yep.
And hey, just if I could, been receiving some emails from people saying, well, what about the booklets? Like, Don't Stub Your Toe, Are You a Rotten Fish, etc. What are we going to do about those? Because people use those on the regs. And they're wondering, hey, can I get those anymore? And the answer is, you're wrong. Because we are going to do what we did with Play the Man. We're going to put it on a card with a QR code. It'll have a website address too, so that somebody can go and they can read it, they can hear it, and they can see it also. And we're going to give those cards away. So it's a good deal, is what I'm saying. You're going to, with that deal, when we give away all those cards, because I suspect we'll be giving away hundreds of thousands, if not millions of those cards, you pay for postage to get them to your house, but we'll print up the cards. We'll provide them for free for you, because remember, everything at Fortis is now free. You can watch Play the Man also on the YouTube machine. I encourage you, share it with any dude. I don't know any men who view pornography. Do you know any men? There's a real good chance. You can find Play the Man at YouTube or at fortisplus.org.
All right, this is from Denisha. Todd, you've mentioned on the show before that you did not baby talk your kids or read them kids' Bible stories. Did you notice any benefits to that?
Yeah, I think so. I think every kid matures at a different level. But we had less whining and crying than I think average. I think that they also grew up a little bit faster. No, this isn't like super fertilizer that just, whoa, that would, but furthermore, it's also good for us. It is a reminder we're not raising children. We're raising adults. We want to rush them to adulthood. Who wrote this rule in 21st century culture? You know, you just got to let them be kids for as long as possible. Says who? I mean, 10 years isn't enough. 8 years. This is a society that is no longer agrarian. That's a fact. Because let me tell you something. You got a kid who can walk. He can pick up eggs. Maybe he can milk the cow. He's going to be doing something. Look, I get the sentiment. It's nice to see kids play. Not that we actually see kids play outside anymore. The point is, I understand. But we want to get them into maturity. We want to get them into adulthood. And for my money, not the boop, 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 boop. And my, maybe part of it too is that's just not really our nature. Is it Jimmy Wimmy?
Not me.
This is Wretched Radio.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every night at 8 o'clock, the battle begins. Who gets the remote? What are we watching? How many cooking shows is too many cooking shows? Well, I've got news that'll bring peace to your living room. Fortis Plus just landed on your TV. Yeah, your actual television. Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, even that smart TV you bought last year, and you still can't program. So instead of arguing over another reality show, you're watching Road Trip to Truth together on the couch. Your teenager might actually look up from their phone, and your spouse might find something you both enjoy. Miracles do happen. Every video, every biblical resource you trust right there on the big screen for free. Why free? Well, because Gospel Partners believe truth should flow into every home. No subscription, no credit card, no guilt. Download Fortis Plus on your TV right now. Finally, something the whole family can agree on.
Know your church fathers. Gregory of Nyssa was an opponent of Arianism at the Council of Constantinople in 381. He wrote a book called Not Three Gods, explaining that there is one God in three persons. Each member of the Trinity is fully God with all the divine attributes, yet each member of the Trinity is a distinct person.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No need to thank me. This is Wretched Radio. Gonna give you a big old gift. If you, when you do your TV time, you sit on the couch and you just flip, 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 flip. I find it to be beyond frustrating. So it's date night. We're going to sit on the couch in the basement. We got a TV tray set up. Yep. Like Archie and Edith Bunker with the TV trays. We get them set up. We got the food. And it's like, okay, your turn. And then we give the clicker to the other person. And they sit there and click. No, click. That's rated R. No, click, rated R. No, that's PG-18. No, that's MA. That's click, 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 click. And then the person doesn't get to eat their food. So then they just pass over. We don't set a timer, but we have it sorted. We've cut a deal. And then the timer, the clicker gets passed to you. And now you don't get to eat for the next several minutes because you're just sitting there going click, 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 click. Drives me bonkers. Well, bonkers no more. Why? Fortis Plus can now be on your TV. If you've got, Jimmy, do you have the, hold on. I might have the list of it. Here we go. Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Google Play, Samsung, LG, and Vizio. We did it the other night.
Oh, you did? You figured it out.
I actually did. Oh. I got some help from Mrs. Friel. But we downloaded the app. All you need to do is give an address. And by the way, if you already have the app on your phone or on your desktop or laptop, you do need to create another account because it's TV. It's just a different platform. So sorry for that. But once you do it, Jimmy, there is so much. Oh, did you know we've been busy around here?
I've been watching.
Just amazing. Right. And we were watching Transformed. Hmm. Oh, I'm telling you, watching those two. There was infidelity on her part. There was porn watching on his part. And they're trying to get it sorted. It's Natalie and Guy. If you would like to watch some great TV and binge away for free, get the Fortis Plus app on your TV, and you do not need to thank me for that tip. Happy to provide it. Besides, it says I'm supposed to on this piece of paper. So 877-282-2337.
Fortis Plus. So easy, even talking
to it. It's like, wow, it kind of looks like the Netflix, but it's got so much stuff. I mean, there's thousands of hours up there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I'll be real honest with you. I couldn't watch that much Todd Friel. That would drive me nuts. So, question.
Do you remember doing all of it?
No.
Like, I did that? When did I do that?
You know, nobody believes this phenomenon. Neither did you, Jimmy. It took about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You just thought I was like a knucklehead, which that stands, but not for this reason. Literally, we do a lot here, and it's so easy to forget that you did something 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This isn't the first steps. This has been going on for 20 years for me. And you were like, have we had Todd tested? And then about 3 weeks in, I would say, hey, Jimmy, did you do a news story on the Charlie Kirk shooting? I don't know. I don't remember. And you had. Yeah. Of course, but you don't remember. So congratulations. You've got the malady also.
That's right.
Congratulations. You know that Charlie Kirk thing? Hmm. Boy, I'm telling you. I know that I haven't. And I don't know that anybody that I've heard comment on the story has really been able to express why I think that this is such a big deal. It's a big deal. It's what it is.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Greg Kokel of Stand to Reason. He said, because Charlie was never ashamed of his Christian faith and his whatever his politics were informed by Christianity. He said, I don't believe it's a stretch to call this martyrdom. Maybe that's why. 877-282-2337.
All right. This is from Anonymous. Todd, I recently began volunteering weekly at our church. At a volunteer training, one of the expectations outlined for us is to be an active member, which I am, and to give faithfully. We have not tithed for the last 2 years for personal marital reasons. What do you think about this? And do you consider giving of our time instead of money as an acceptable alternative?
Alternative No, it's not an alternative. It's an and. We should be giving it all. We should be giving everything that we can. Time is one. Talent is another. Treasure is a third. So it's not an either or. Now, having said that, we need to be Christian in this. And you go, well, yeah, of course we should be Christian. And the reason that I say that without any adjectives affixed to Christian, it's because I think that we've forgotten the liberating nature of our Christian faith. And that we are very, very quick. We find it very easy to create rules, formulas, and systems. Now, they're not necessarily wrong, but Christianity operates a little differently. This is why I do not believe a 10% tithe was commanded in the Old or the New Testament. The tithes, as we know them in the Old Testament, they were anywhere from 23 and a third all the way up to 27, 28%. And it was more for the running of the nation than it was an offering. That was forced. That was your taxes, basically. Then you gave from the heart. I think the same thing is reiterated in 2 Corinthians 8, 9. We give from the heart. He loves a joyful giver. So how much should you give of your treasure? As much as you want. And there could be seasons where you can't. This is also where we've got to be so careful that we don't make ironclad laws. If somebody actually does not have money to give, we shouldn't insist they give, especially to go in debt and pay interest on it, because that's not a gift. That's putting yourself in debt, and God doesn't like unmanaged debt. So we want to be careful that we encourage people to give of their time, talent, and treasure, but don't make a law. Okay, now to prove that what I'm describing for you is Christian, let's consider your talent, all right? Let's consider your talent. If you broke your, no, somebody at church that was, let's just say they were serving, they break their leg and they can't hobble around for 6 weeks. So they don't offer any of their talents for 6 weeks. Are they sinning? You'd go, well, no, of course not. They can't do it. Bingo. If you can't do it, God most certainly understands that. Now, if your heart uses that, like, oh, good, I don't have to do anything at church because I broke my leg. Well, that's not the right attitude. But if your desire is to serve, but in this moment you can't because of family dynamic, a sick child, some sort of catastrophe, don't feel under the law. Our giving of time, talent, and treasure is from the heart, and it's different. It's different for each of us. And it's different based on our seasons. So how do you determine how much to give, how much to spend, how much to do? The answer is you just do. You do. And it's going to change. It's going to morph. There are going to be some years. Okay, here's another good example. And this is the liberating nature of Christianity. Let's say you're in sales and you had a bang up year. I mean, the commissions, woo, they were huge. And because of your gratitude to Jesus Christ, you give first year local church more this year than last year. But next year, what if it turns out it wasn't as big? Do you have to give the same amount? And the answer is no, you don't. Would it be your, oh man, wish I had had that bonus because I'd love to give more to my church. I'd love to support other ministries more. That's a right feeling, but you shouldn't feel guilty about not being able to. Christianity, when Jesus said that he came to set us free, I think he meant it in more than just free from the power of sin, power of the devil, power of our flesh. I think Christianity is really liberating, and there's a great deal of liberty that he offers us in making these decisions. And nobody should tell you that you've got to do it a particular way. It is between you and the Lord. Should you seek wisdom? Of course you should. Should you read your Bible about it? Absolutely. Should you check your heart? Definitely. But if you are not able to, for whatever, whether it's time, talent, or treasure, okay, I'm sorry. This is just so important. And this is not to give license to laziness or to stinginess. But a couple has a baby. Turns out quadruplets. We're going to expect them to be spending 8 hours a week at church serving? Well, I hope not. We understand seasons. You would always do well to verify your decision to not give, to not spend, to not give of your time with other, just to make sure that your heart is in the right place and that you haven't missed something. But then as you make a decision, remember, in the giving department, there are no laws. You are free to give and do and serve based on how much you want to. This is Wretched Radio.